Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
Vectis Radio Weather with Short Breaks. Now bringing you the 4P Saturday course for young people with disabilities or additional needs. To find out more, click www.iwhite.com/shortbreaks.
Hello, my name's Ophelia, and here's your weekly weather. Monday we can expect strong winds and sunny intervals, highs of 10, lows of 5. Tuesday we can expect strong winds and rain, highs of 12, lows of 7. Wednesday and Thursday we can expect light rain showers and fresh breeze, highs of 10, lows of 6. And that's it. I'll update you more next week.
In Isle of Wight news this week, police are seeking witnesses after a crash in Freshwater Tuesday evening left a motorcyclist with life-changing injuries. Isle of Wight police are appealing for witnesses to the crash on Heathfield Road shortly before 4pm. A spokesperson for the Isle of Wight police said the rider of a motorcycle, a 27-year-old man from Freshwater, was taken to Southampton General Hospital, where he remains receiving treatment for his injuries. Officers would like to speak to anyone who witnessed the collision or anyone who saw the motorcycle being ridden in the area prior to the accident. Anyone with information about these incidents is asked to contact police on 101. The Bay CE School Primary site is celebrating after being awarded the Primary Science Quality Mark Award. The prestigious award is given to schools that demonstrate how effective science leadership is beginning to have an impact on science teaching and learning across the school. The PSQM assessors were impressed with the science curriculum at the Bay and commented that the profile of science has been clearly risen within the school over the last 12 months. This is a nationally recognised award and a proud achievement for all at the Bay CE School. It is an iconic site for the Isle of Wight, but Newport Fire Station will not be erecting a Christmas tree atop its drill tower this year. The tree has been a long-held tradition spanning several decades, but the town will have to do without for 2019. An Isle of Wight Council spokesperson said it is unlikely the tree will be provided this year, following some local communication issues which are now resolved. The organisation of the tree is undertaken on a voluntary basis by the firefighters from one of the watches at the station, not under the direction of the council. Although the council shares the community's view about the iconic nature of the tree, it respects the choices made by the firefighters about its provision this year. Meanwhile, clubbers and live music lovers are in for a treat as the iconic Balcony nightclub in Ryde is back open under new management. Saturday night is shaping up to be great fun with island bands Hot Pocket and a headline set from Bobbin and the Babymakers. New manager Lynette Clark said, "We are proud to announce the return of a Balcony live music and club venue to the island scene. We are aiming to utilise the prime location and local talent in eclectic areas, including getting some big names in throughout the year every year." Rescue crews are calling on islanders to forego novelty Christmas gifts for friends this year and instead donate the money to the air ambulance. The Hampshire and Isle of Wight Air Ambulance has launched their Christmas Give Life Not Socks appeal in a bid to raise money across the Christmas season. In 2018, the Air Ambulance was called to 140 call-outs, including 4 on Christmas Day. Its spokesperson said, "We don't stop for Christmas or New Year. For our teams of doctors, paramedics, pilots and dispatch assistants, it will be business as usual over the holiday period. We depend upon your donations, and by giving the gift of life this Christmas, you are allowing us to be there for our community should the worst happen." And finally, Island charity Sight for Wight will be hosting its 4th short story writing competition award ceremony at the Riverside Centre in Newport from 6:30pm on Monday, December the 9th. The free entry annual fundraising event will include entertainment, a pay bar and the opportunity to hear extracts from the winning stories. This year they have been recorded by jazz singer Edana Minghella, actor Melvin Hayes, radio presenter Kate Weston, and film, television, and voiceover actor Michael Maloney. For 2019, the theme for the story and entries is The Sound of Christmas. Medina Community Choir and Hannah Pereira will be singing a variety of festive songs, and renowned island musician Huxley will be back performing this very special brand of magic. All the winning stories will be broadcast on Vectis Radio over Christmas. That's it, and I'm Jasper Haycock Sotal.
Hey, people of Earth! Hi, I'm Dylan, and I'm going to be doing your random facts, or my random fact. Whatever you want. So, first, it's illegal to eat mince pies in the UK on Christmas Day. Terranophobia, there we go, terranophobia is the fear of being tickled by feathers. Sheriphobia is the fear of fun. If a hippo is upset, its sweat turns red. And also, when a male penguin falls in love with a female penguin, it searches the whole beach for a perfect pebble for the female. Only 2% of the Earth's population has green eyes naturally. And Uranus' orbital axis is tilted at 90 degrees for those of you science geeks out there. Right, I've been Dylan, you've been listening to me. See you later.
Hello, and welcome to James's favourite film. Today I will be reviewing Nativity. In Nativity, schoolteacher Paul Madden hates Christmas because his girlfriend broke up with him on Christmas Day. When he's given a new teaching assistant, Mr. Poppy, who's as much of the child as the children he teaches, and assigned to do the school nativity play, it looks like things cannot get any worse. But everyone knows that when you say things cannot get any worse, they get worse. Mr. Madden makes up a lie to intimidate his rival that his girlfriend, who left to go to Hollywood to become an executive producer, is coming to see the school nativity play. However, Mr. Poppy overhears, and before he knows it, Mr. Madden's face is in the newspapers and everyone knows about Hollywood. Now Mr. Madden has to convince his girlfriend to come and see the play and make it a play worth seeing. Nativity is fun to watch at Christmas. It also has three sequels, Nativity 2, Danger in the Manger, Nativity 3, Dude Where's My Donkey, and Nativity Rocks. That's all for now. This is James's favourite film.
Hello, this is Jasper, and this is my obscure word of the week. This week's word is cryosphere, which is a noun. The part of the Earth's surface where water exists as ice. The entire region of the natural environmental that is below 0 degrees. Origin 1930s from the Polish word cryosfera. That was your word of the week, and I'm Jasper Haycock Sotal. Join us next week for another word of the week.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are famous birthdays. First is Larry Bird, who's 62 years of age today. Next is Aaron Carter, who is 31 years of age. Tom Waits, who is 69 today. Naomi Chomsky, who is 90 today. Nicholas Hoult, who is age 29. That's it for this week. I'll have more for you next week. Bye for now. Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are the events for Monday, December the 9th, 2019. Ride Chess Club at Ride Tennis and Croquet Club, noon till 2 p.m. Ride Scrabble Club at George Street Centre and Ride at 7 p.m. Whippingham Short Mat Bowls at Whippingham Village Hall, 1:45 to 5 p.m. Westmite Men in Sheds in Totland Recreation Ground in Totland at 10 a.m. And that's it.
Here are some events for Tuesday the 10th of December 2019. First up, we have Driftwood Dancing Club at Freshwater Parish Hall in Freshwater. To find the times, call Corrine at 752398. Next, we have Downside Bowlers at Isle of Wight Tank Museum, Northwood, from 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Now we have an astronomy evening every Tuesday except 28th of January and 4th of February until the 24th of March. It occurs at Chequers in Rookley from 6:45pm to 7pm. Lastly, we have tap dancing at Arrowton Community Hall at 11am and 12:15pm. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Right, here are the events for Wednesday, December the 10th. I'm Ronaldo. First one is Social Group for the Over 40s, Witten Community Centre, Witten Bridge, 2 to 4pm. Second one is Christmas Fair Winter Beer Festival, Lights of Love, 25 Christmas stalls, carol singers, live music and free entry, Ye Olde Village Inn, Benbridge, from 4th of December to 8th of December. Then we have Christmas Homemade Gifts by local artists, Core Abbey Ride until December the 17th, 10am to 4:30. Last but not least, 1940s Vintage Christmas Fair for everyone, Cheshire Home, Popham Road, Shanklin, 2pm to 7pm. That's it.
Hello, I'm Jasper, and here are the events for Thursday, 12th of December, 2019. First up is Sing About Musical Therapy Group. St James Church, East Cowes, 10am to 12 noon, occurs every week. Together on Thursday's group, All Saints Church Ride at 10am to 11:30am occurs every week. Christmas Fair, Winter Beer Festival, Lights of Love, 25 Christmas stalls, carol singers, live music and free entry at Ye Olde Village Inn in Benbridge from 4th to 8th of December, keeping Leon awake tonight. And finally, Salvation Army Reflections Concert, Salvation Army Hall, Pyle Street, Newport at 7pm. Those were your events for Thursday the 12th of December.
Hello, and I am Dylan, and these are the events for Friday the 13th, December 2019. So first, we have the drama group down at Brading Town Hall, 7:30pm to 9:30pm. Then we have St Lawrence Art Group Workshop down at the Old Church Hall at St Lawrence at 10am to 2pm. Then we have Cows, Men and Sheds, 25 to 26 Somerton Industrial Park, Cows, open Friday to Monday, or Monday to Friday even. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, just to clarify, 10am to 3pm. Then the Old School Cafe, play, pool, darts, meet new people and much more at Brading Youth and Community Centre, open every Friday and Monday from 10am. That's every Friday and Monday from 10am. I have been speaking and you have been listening, and I will see you later. Goodbye.
That's it for the Short Break Show. Thank you for listening. I'm Ophelia.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course, Building Confidence Through Radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.